engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences. So this is a podcast where my co-host and I listen to all the Cincinnati-based craft beer podcasts and watch all the media from the previous week. We get together at a podcast host, and today we are back at Higher Gravity Summit
back.
Park.
Back. Jeez.
There we are.
We were pretty close.
Yeah.
All right.
The hand signals. Watch for the hand signals.
Need a little countdown clock or something. I can be ready.
Thank you, Higher Gravity, for being a gracious podcast host. A lot of people here today. That's awesome.
It's true, yeah.
So my name is Marco. I'm a taproom manager here locally, Brew Beer. One of the voices you heard belongs to, and the latest voice that you heard belongs to, the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
I'm Julia, and I'm going to go ahead and go on my little rant right here, right now.
Right,
I'm
going to
start
right
us off hot. Why is everybody posting about Fretboard coming to Harrison except fucking Fretboard? Guys, do better.
They're working on it.
Yeah, but I mean, how on their website? How hard would it have been for just one random social media post here and there? Hey, guys, keep an eye out.
They just,
hey, West Side, we're looking at little tiny stuff.
They just
stuff.
Switched social media people. There's a lot of confusion there.
I
still
know,
trying to figure out how to do all that stuff.
They did like my post from the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X.
On X.
But yeah, so other than that, the Parthenon is traumatizing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
That's all I got.
So, two guests, and one is a reoccurring guest.
I would say so.
I take offense to that.
Maybe he wasn't
really?
Talking about you.
Oh, this is
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I'm glad that somebody took offense to something.
It's pretty early in the show to get offended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so
what we're all about,
the offended party is
Caroline
from the Craft Parenting Pod. Welcome, Caroline. Thank you for being here.
Ahoy. I'm glad that my run ended up with me at Higher Gravity Summit Park.
Yeah, she ran
too.
Here all
yeah,
the way
too.
From the West Side.
I'm glad that you're training. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. One of us has to.
One of us right? has to.
I ran from the car. No, I didn't do that. I didn't even do that.
Did take a nice stroll.
Yeah, I barely walked. I kind of like rolled.
Rolled? No skipping? You didn't skip?
No skipping.
When's the last time you were skipped?
I skip a lot, but my kids yell at me when I skip, and they say it's embarrassing, so I've kind of stopped skipping.
Well, that's what parents do, though.
Hey, if it makes you happy.
I like to frolic.
Yeah, exactly.
So what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
At least you've remembered how to skip. Some of the funniest videos are like they take the whole family and
they're like, they're like, let's skip. And it's
Grandma,
like,
skip. And Grandma's like,
sometimes it takes me a couple steps before I get the hang of it again. Yeah.
And that voice is the Gnarly Gnome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Back.
Jeez.
I mean, we all were kind of a little.
Right.
Off so easy with
is
that
it?
One.
So all the thoughts and opinions on this podcast are ours and ours alone. They do not reflect any entity which we may be affiliated with. I'm speaking for Julie and I, and I'm talking about our full-time jobs, part-time jobs, or Higher Gravity. The Gnarly Gnome and Caroline can speak for themselves.
All of my thoughts and opinions are representative of, we'll say Bad Tom Smith this week.
Okay, very good.
That works.
That's good. It's consistent.
All of mine are representative of the Gnarly Gnome and the Cincinnati Brewcast.
Perfect.
All right. Cincinnati Brewcast. Cheers,
everyone. So for those of you playing at home, we drink when we mispronounce Cincy Brewcast. So you should drink as well.
You really should.
And speaking of drinking, it would not be a good craft beer podcast if we were not having beverages. And we are all having beverages.
It could still be good, but it'll just be fake.
Yeah, and
this
we're
not
like
true.
Those fake-ass podcasts. And so I just want everyone out there to know that. Thank you if this is your first time, and thank you for being here if you've been here a long time. But you know if you've been here that we are not fake-ass like those other podcasts. We actually
have a
beverages.
Confession to make. I've actually never drank a beer on any of my podcasts.
Okay.
It just never happened.
Hmm. Is that liberating? Do you feel good now that you got that off your chest?
I'm getting off my chest, yeah.
All right.
Good. All right. What are you drinking?
Some kind of Schwartz beer from Other Half. I don't remember what it's called.
Stygian something.
Fox.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing that I'm drinking.
Okay.
Nice.
Sounds excellent. Like
you know what? You guys can have my share of the Schwartz beer.
I will, too. Yeah. It's good.
We will blow the keg.
You can, too.
Okay.
You're welcome to it.
Perfect.
It's good. It's nice and sweet,
you know what? I'll
too.
Give you a birthday gift.
It's good Schwartz beer.
That's true. My gift to you, Marco, is that I will drink the Schwartz beer so you don't have to.
I think we did that last year.
I think we did. It was something like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark? Oh.
What are you drinking, Julia?
Who's a Good Beer by Streetside.
Okay. You have had that on the pod before.
I did. I had it last week.
I am having Gulpin West Coast IPA.
Is that like Sculpin?
From Cinderlands Beer Company, and they are out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I get it now with the little fish on there and everything.
You get that?
Yeah. Pretty clever.
I do like the artwork.
I think you pronounced Schittsburg wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I would have to agree with that. That's all right.
It's Arm Pittsburgh.
Well, hopefully some, if not all of us, have listened to or watched some Cincinnati craft beer content this week.
I did take in some content.
All right.
Took in some content, yeah.
All right.
I don't think all of it, but
what's a podcast?
That's a great question
that
these days.
That's still up for debate on what that actually is. So, I don't know, work in progress.
Yeah.
But let's see what I have written down, and we'll see who has listened to or watched what.
What?
We have an episode of, Caroline, you should be somewhat familiar with
Caroline.
This one. The Craft Parenting Podcast.
I have heard and listened to that one.
All right. We have an episode of the Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast.
Also have heard of that one
check
and listened to it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I listened to this week's episode. Which one is it?
The one with Bobby and Max from 50 West.
Nope. I didn't listen to that one yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know of Bobby and Max.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Heard of them. Okay. We have an episode of Cincy Brewcast at Bad Tom Smith.
I did listen to that one.
And then we had today's episode of Bruce Guy's Booze News, Barstool Perspective.
Didn't get to that one yet.
Mm. It was yesterday's.
No. Oh, yesterday. I don't. Time and days mean nothing anymore.
It's been a lot, actually.
There's been a lot, and yeah.
They missed last week.
Yes.
They came out yesterday.
Yes.
This week.
Yes. The days are all, everything's all blending together anymore. And then we have a kind of shorter recap, a little just shout out, much like we do with Beers and Beards when they do their episodes for a, this is, I believe, more of a global podcast, it's bigger than national.
Global.
The Modern Brewer Podcast, because Adam Mills, who we all know from Adam Makes Beer, was the guest. So Marco is going to lead the charge on that.
Yeah.
Also, I know him from making beer.
Right.
I know him from making Adam Makes Beer. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also want to direct everybody, if they have the bandwidth, the opportunity to go and watch or listen to the latest episode of the Brewery Explorers podcast with the owner from Highwire.
Yes.
Just want to mention that. They have a tap room in Cincinnati. They don't brew in Cincinnati, but they have a tap room, and they go through...
I believe legally they brew once a year.
Okay, they do brew. Actually, they do brew.
If you ask their friend.
I call BS, but supposedly they do.
Everybody brews.
Everybody's all brewing.
I had one that they brewed there. But actually, I was there this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 2 days ago. But it's a fun, interesting interview. He was an engaging guest. They had sort of what they thought was a usual segue into the episode. And I think there was a little bit of slight miscommunication there. It was fun and interesting. Noah for a moment played his therapist, which was also interesting. It was fun. It talked about how they got to the distribution model that they are, all the way from Asheville to the several states that they're in. I think they're in 9 states in distribution, or they have something like that. It was like nine states
of distribution and 5 tap room.
Right, states for tap rooms.
Oh, so you're with me. You watched.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
There was a 5 and there was a 9 and something correlated to states and something correlated to tap rooms.
And then Tuesday morning and then, I don't know. But yeah, go in and watch that, listen to that. We like the Brewery Explorers podcast.
Mm, yeah.
And if you have the time, it was interesting.
All right. Well, Caroline, we'll start with you. What podcast or other content would you like to start with?
Why do I always have to pick? It's
well,
so
fine.
Hard.
Fine. No.
Joe Rogan episode 324, I think. Oh.
That was like 20 years ago.
I don't know. I just made up a number. I guess it would be.
He puts out like 4 episodes a week and they're 5 hours long.
How am I supposed to know that? I just watch the clips on YouTube. Let's go Miami Valley.
All right. Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast Season 1, Episode 7.
Welcome to Miami.
50 West with Bobby Slattery and Max Fram.
I've been really digging this podcast lately.
I think too.
It's been fun kind of watching him grow into it and figure it out and get a little more comfortable.
Agreed.
It's been good.
Although I think this one might have been a bit challenging for him because Bobby and Max just, like, their energy levels are up to 11. And I don't want to say they ran the entire podcast, but I feel like Blake didn't have to do as much to try to steer the conversation. Sure. Like, he just got to chime in and say, okay, so what about this aspect? What about that aspect? And try to hone in on what they were already going full speed ahead on. It started off typically how they each got into craft beer. For Bobby, it was a road trip that inspired him to get into brewing and to open a brewery. And Max realized that he wanted to get people drunk and not put them to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is not the typical path into craft brewery, craft brewing breweries.
But hey, you know what?
It absolutely is a good one.
Max is a super smart guy. He was going into a super smart field. Caroline understands these things because she is a engineer
and
a scientist.
Yeah.
But he was going to go into a super complex field, and he realized that he could actually take and just enhance or make a slight tweak and be able to change that and form it into being able to work in the alcohol industry. Mm-hmm. So from there, he wanted to figure out, how can I get in the alcohol industry?
Opening 50 West happened pretty much just before Matry and Rheingeist. They were right at the front of that wave of the craft beer, I'll say, boom in Cincinnati, even though it was already happening.
It was also different with them.
The bigger,
because they still went with a brew pub, which was kind of a proven way to open a brewery. Mm-hmm. Like, so they were still kind of going down a path that made sense at the time, versus what Matry and Rheingeist did.
Right.
It didn't come till later that, 50 West kind of started shifting, like, oh.
And becoming what we know it as 50 West today. Yeah. Right, exactly.
It also was just before Warp Wing, and what was the other one in the Dayton area? Was it Loose? Not Loose Ends.
Loose Ends. I almost said Loose Rail, and I'm like, that's not.
I was going to say Loose Screw, Loose End.
Where that's pertinent is he talks about it, Blake talks about it from the Miami Valley craft
perspective,
beer.
Which is always cool,
But they had stories, anecdotes about how the people putting those breweries together would go and travel to here and take in what was happening here in the very early stages of those craft breweries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the community was a lot closer, and even in the kind of a broader spectrum of Cincinnati beer at that time.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of places around.
Right.
You had to talk to the ones that were around.
And speaking of places, something that I thought was very cool when they spoke about, I believe was the initial space, it was actually one of George Remus's properties.
Right.
It was a speakeasy. And if you don't know the story of George Remus, look him up. Oh my God.
Ask my mother-in-law.
It is.
Okay.
Reach out to Caroline's mother-in-law.
Does she have a podcast?
She does not have a podcast, but she was obsessed
with her.
What's her phone number?
It's like the Ludwig family and some numbers or something like that.
So what's her phone number? So if people want to know the story,
just so we can call her right now.
1-800 Joe's mom.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
All right.
Keep it simple.
I think I've called that number. Yeah.
A couple times, maybe. Yeah. All right. Good conversation.
It didn't work.
Oh.
So I think she's.
But seriously, look up George Remus. The story is.
There was a musical a couple of years ago about George Remus.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to finish reading the book that I have on my bookshelf about him, and we'll talk. We'll do like a whole podcast series on him.
There we go. Let's see. What else do I have in my notes here? They pretty much grew into the realization that they needed more space pretty quickly. And so they eyed the property across the street, down the road. And then they said, you know, how far down 50 or up 50, depending on which way you're facing, can we go?
Mm-hmm.
Which led into...
All the way.
Yes, yes. They did talk about Chillicothe in the episode. Would that be considered their third location?
Depends.
Depending on
how you count it.
But I don't think that they mentioned anything about the Deerfield Township location.
They did.
Was it a little bit? Okay, and I just somehow...
They did cover a little bit of...
It wasn't much.
It was towards the end of the podcast, and they did cover Deerfield, and the construction is already, happening.
Right.
And they talked about some of the other cool stuff going down over there, like Penn's Mechanical. Mm-hmm. But Bobby has talked on other podcasts, and no, it may have been yours, it probably was, about just his mindset as a business owner and the way he views growth and opportunity and how he feels like there's one of his biggest responsibilities is to make sure to create opportunities and environments for those opportunities to happen. Right. And so he says we have, you know, we have GMs that want to be regionals. We have assistant managers that want to be GMs. We have, you know, other people in these spaces that in order to keep them and to have them grow, we needed something else.
Right. And like so, they have the bartenders that want to be volleyball coaches.
Yes.
Hence the volleyball courts.
Volleyball courts. Yeah. Pickleball. Yeah. Pickleball, you know, enthusiasts.
No futsal, though. That ship sailed pretty quickly.
Still don't really know what that is, but barely understand pickleball.
Talked a little bit about how the pickleball came about.
Let's see, what else do we have here? They talked a bit about, is beer still the focus of the brewery, or is it more the recreational space, or is it the burgers and the food, and how do they all tie together and still keep 50 West's kind of core identity what it is? And I think it's almost kind of that perfect trifecta of everyone sees it a little bit differently. Some people see it as a family space. Some people see it as a restaurant in one way or another. Some people still see it as a brewery. But everyone still has the same idea that 50 West is just a great place to go that checks any box that you're looking to check off when you want to go out somewhere. Do you want to eat? Do you want to drink? Do you want to have some type of recreational activity to do? They check all those boxes, and they're going to try to continue to check all those boxes at pretty much all their locations whenever they decide to open more, except for Chillicothe. That's going to kind of stay.
There's not really room to expand.
Right.
Yeah, Caroline has been there. Caroline, how many times have you been to Chillicothe? I will say I haven't been to their location in Chillicothe even once. But
I at least five.
So you're 500 more times than me.
Yes. 500% more times than you at a minimum. They've got a little bit of turf space outside, so you can go to their walk-up window or drive-up window and get some food. I'm not sure if you can get a beer.
Hey, man, you want to go stand in the turf and drink a beer today?
Yeah.
Well,
no, they have a Dora. Yes. So you can get a Dora beer, and you can hang out in that green space.
Dora!
But then they've got a nice little tap room inside, and then they've got an additional tap. Like, it's three levels of tap room.
They also use some of the same equipment that has served Kings and Queens in the past.
Kings and Queens.
Which, I mean, they're not an old brewery, but they have some old brewery equipment.
Yeah. Listen to the episode for the clarification on that.
100%. They're trying to reinvent the West Coast IPA.
That is...
Yes, they are.
That discussion was interesting.
Agreed.
I'm not going to...
I haven't had their current one yet.
So. Neither have I.
I have.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts or opinions?
It's a fine beer. It's not a West Coast IPA, but it's a fine beer.
All right. A little more approachable than what a lot of people consider.
I don't know what that means.
That's fair.
Drinkable?
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, technically anything's
great
drinkable.
Beer.
Well,
So I said I wasn't going to go into it. I'm going to go into it just slightly. Okay. So West Coast IPAs, decade ago plus, they had caramel malts in them. Over the decade plus, many breweries have decided to lower or take out the amount of caramel malts in a West Coast IPA. There's a lot of different reasons. Actually, some of them have to do with oxidative qualities that the malts themselves actually end up expressing. And so what a West Coast IPA has or is becoming has changed versus the old, but that's not anything new. All these things evolve, right?
Sure, right.
Sort of.
Some of them don't.
Like a Pilsner is still a Pilsner, right? But through that evolution,
it seems like IPA is the only thing that's like evolving and changing, in my opinion.
Sure.
I think that's interesting.
It is. And I would agree that I think, though, that even a Pilsner, if you took it out 100 years ago versus today is still going to be way different because of the difference in the quality of the process in, yeah, in the malting.
That goes into what makes a Pilsner a Pilsner, what makes a West Coast IPA a West Coast IPA. Like, there is some
where
kind
the
of,
water come,
there is some kind
from
of core thing that makes it what it is.
Yeah.
And I
think that...
And I got feelings about it.
Good. Good.
It's good to have feelings about things, yeah.
But that's something that he touched on. About the West Coast IPA. And so I can't say I've had it, but that is, just from what I know, some of the change that the West Coast IPA has undergone.
I get why they make theirs the way they do. I get that desire to make something that's a little bit, as you said, more approachable or easier drinking or whatever that definer is for people. I get that. Just call it an IPA. Like, why do you have to say it's a West Coast IPA?
That's fair.
It's confusing. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you making whatever IPA you want to make, but style should mean something.
No argument from anyone at the table. I
don't
think.
Have an argument there. No.
Yeah. Nope.
It's like stouts are supposed to be stout, and they're supposed to be dark and roasty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you make a stout, we made a stout, but we're going to redefine what stout should be. This is our hoppy stout.
Hmm.
Okay, well, that's not right. Unless you call it a hoppy stout, then that's a whole different thing, and then I'm fine with it. Make your own style.
Only other note that I had on this episode is the number of burgers that they sell is almost offensive.
Sell a lot of burgers, I guess.
I do sell a lot of burgers.
Burgers are good.
Anyone else have any other notes on this episode of the Miami Valley Craft Beer Podcast? It was a lot of fun. Like I said, the energy between... Sorry, Marco, go ahead.
No. No.
Ready.
It was a lot of fun. They were recording at the original brew pub, which they still own, and I understand...
Still make beer there.
They still make beer there, and I understand it's only open for events.
Yeah.
Like podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Like podcasts.
Podcasting is an event, or it should be.
How many other places have a whole building dedicated to podcasts?
Higher Gravity Summit Park.
Those kids were not podcasting.
Maybe in 5 years they'll have a podcast.
If Jason pulled up the cameras and saw what those kids were doing to his golden tea machine, he would have a cow.
Marco, do you want to lead the charge into talking about... Adam
we get
Mills
for this?
And
Adam
Mills and his presence on the Modern Brewer.
He's bringing presents.
He is bringing presents.
That's why we're getting charged. Yes. It all makes sense.
And he is our unofficial show sponsor, so we have got to make sure that we mention him
Adam,
episode, even though he has no idea.
No, he doesn't.
But he would be okay with it.
He would be okay with it. I am sure that he would be. Yes.
So Adam was on the Modern Brewer podcast, which was great, which I had not listened to any episodes prior to Adam being on. So it sparked me to listen to the podcast. It seemed pretty interesting. A little bit of a rundown on the podcast. It seems like what he does on some episodes is he gives out a problem that a brewery is having, giving specific... specific information, which are basically clues to help you to backtrack and give your ideas as a brewer to how maybe they can and troubleshoot and find out what the actual problem was. So the first few minutes actually recaps what the actual problem from the previous episode was and then therefore the solution. Then they segue into Adam from Adam Makes Beer and really talking about his journey, but being a professional in the space and how to make a career of the beer space. Now, this is a theme for Adam. This is something that I believe Adam is championing as something that he wants to get the information out, and he wants to help people in the industry or people wanting to be in the industry. I even think he gave a couple of talks at some of the brewers conferences on specifically this sort of information. I don't think I'm misspeaking there, even though I didn't attend any of these talks.
Adam was an educator, and he still is, and he still is trying to champion getting any kind of information to help other people grow in whatever business or or career out there. Yeah.
Yes. So
maybe he can help Marco grow.
Maybe.
You know,
that might
he's
be
short.
A lost cause. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Quit rubbing Crisco on your head.
No. Hold on. No. So, the podcast talked about those sort of things that if you listen to, I think, or watch last month's impromptu, even though he posted about 3 days earlier that he was going to do something unscheduled, it really was about that. Obviously, these things.
He scheduled the unscheduled podcast?
Yes, he scheduled the unscheduled podcast.
That's cool.
He's very type A.
Yeah. So, yes, his journey into craft beer, and yes, what he did prior to craft beer, and what he's doing in craft beer, where he's working in craft beer. But it talks about the things that he's learned and through trial and error, and then just also some very just firm core beliefs. How to approach being a professional in the industry, and it was interesting and it was fun. He gives a lot of information and anecdotes, you know, just like people wanting to get into the space. Like I just as a home brewer, I just want to get a job, you know, at a craft brewery, and then at a craft brewery, I want to be able to help in the brew day process. And then from helping in the brew day process, I'd like to get to the point where I brew my own recipe. And then I get to the point where I'm in charge of all of the recipes. And then, so all of these things are, I want to win medals. And, you know, he goes and takes you through all these things. And then he basically ends up with talking about making sure to take time for yourself and understand, in this business, how do you want to see yourself, moving forward, and the different ways that and shapes and forms that can take. And then the other thing is, he in the very end, one of the last 10 minutes or from the last 10 minutes, he talks about his belief and version on what sacrifice actually means, because Adam is a father to, I believe it's a 22-year-old.
700 kids.
Yeah, and I was going to say.
700 kids all the way down to a 2-year-old. So he is going to be in the developmental phase of a youth for over 40 years of his life. And so
that's a hell of a commitment.
Yeah, and he just talks about his approach and understanding that, in his opinion and his belief, sacrifice is putting off today what can give you a better outcome or a better feeling or a better result in the future.
So procrastination is the way to live your life.
I think it's
why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?
Or
I work well under a deadline.
Like training.
No, exactly. Well, that you just...
I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm going to do that.
You could get injured.
I'm going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will train by walking from wherever I park my car to wherever I need to be.
Just going
to
rip that Band-Aid off right at the starting line.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
See how this goes.
If that strikes your fancy, go and listen to the Modern Brewer podcast with
Moonshine?
Adam Makes Build.
That's
Moonshine.
Too.
Yeah. With Adam Makes Beer. And then also go like, subscribe, and follow Adam Makes Beer. He's making fantastic content. He's putting out a piece of content every day.
Every single day.
He does.
Go drink his beer.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sonder.
Sonder.
Absolutely. Go see him at one of the cocktail classes at Cartridge. He still is doing those on occasion. I mean, the guy doesn't know how to stop. Like, does he sleep?
Are we sure there's not a second guy named Adam?
I think there's another Adam.
I'm
pretty sure there's more another Adam.
Is Adam an identical twin?
Is he a vampire? He doesn't sleep, and he's
possible.
Always...
Yeah. I think the thing is, their caricatures look amazingly similar.
Yeah?
However, there are two Adams, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure there's another Adam.
I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well,
when you see both of them at the same time.
Exactly.
Get in the truck.
Hey, we could do that.
Go drink some cocktails and cartridge.
Get in the truck.
I'll run behind.
We could do that.
So another brewery with cocktails.
All the breweries have cocktails now. Before we get into our next podcast, I'm a complete asshole because I forgot about this until I don't even know what triggered my brain to say, oh yeah, there was a thing that I wanted to make sure we mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations to the two Cincinnati breweries that won medals in the 2024 World Beer Cup.
Oh, congratulations.
Woo! I've got to fix my notes too. It is not Brink's first time winning at the World Beer Cup, regardless of what I thought.
Maybe it's their first time with Little Zoomy.
It is.
Yeah.
But I really,
yes,
I
yes.
really thought they had not meddled at World Beer Cup before.
Yeah, so,
like, they've meddled at everything.
It's in my notes, like, very clearly that Moosey won. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. How did I?
Yeah, so Brink won bronze with Little Zumi in the coffee, stout, or porter category.
Yeah.
And then Rheingeist won silver for Uncle in the Scottish style ale category. And a little bit of a shout out to Combustion Brewing in Pickerington. They also place, and that's somewhere that.
Awesome place.
Yeah.
We recently visited, which was fantastic.
Awesome place.
Again, apologies for, I meant to say that at the beginning of the show, and again, I didn't.
Also, congratulations to Brink for their announcement on the canning line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the expanded space for production.
It's been a long process for them. And yes.
An expanded patio.
Yes. Place.
Have you seen the new patio at Brink?
It's not yet.
Freaking awesome.
No,
they did it really well.
According to their social media, you can sit out there and drink a beer all year round, even in January.
You're allowed. You can.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can sit out there in January.
Yep. They pull out tents.
I don't think there's anything stopping you from anywhere that has a patio from drinking outside.
It's just how much of the weather are you willing to put up with.
Exactly.
It's
some
a personal
places,
choice.
Some places, like, you can't go up onto the rooftop at Rheingeist if you want to.
That's true.
There
are some places that their patios are closed.
Yeah.
Is the rooftop considered a patio in your mind?
Because
to me, patios are typically ground level.
Sure,
but places.
Is
but
a
I mean,
patio versus deck
isn't your
versus
annual,
rooftop
right,
bar.
Isn't right. your annual post gonna
I
come out soon?
Yeah, I didn't do one yet this year. We'll see if I do. a lot of things happening.
Pressure. Maybe it's semi-annual.
Do
whatever you want. I mean, but yeah, I think a lot of places kind of combine the two. They'll say best patios and rooftops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine is.
But to me, a patio is very
rooftops,
different
beer
than a
rooftop. Gardens. Like they all are all very different things. Mm. They do have different categories.
But they all are typically an outdoor space.
Brink encompasses many different things in their outdoor space. Okay. Part of it is patio, definite patio. Part of it is more beer garden. So it fits into two different categories. No deck though. Not a deck.
Nope. Yeah. All right. Dead low deck.
Part of it.
Part of it. Dead low deck. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Rheingeist, no deck.
Yeah.
Fibonacci.
No, Rheingeist is deck.
Rheingeist. Well, yeah, you're right. Cause
it's
yeah,
a deck,
yeah,
deck
you're right.
On top
you're
of
right.
A rooftop.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct. Caroline, where are we going next? We have the Crab Parenting Podcast. We have the Cincy Brewcast. And we have Bruce Guy's Booze News.
Bruce Guy's Booze News.
Ooh. All right. Getting spicy.
Going YouTube.
Oh, spicy.
I'm like, 3/4 of the way through Tanked in Cincinnati.
Nice.
Already?
Got myself an advanced copy of it.
Oh, no.
Man, it's good.
A little jealous.
You are so special.
Did you get like...
Very special.
Like, instead of an actual signature, like a handprint or
it's
maybe
a butt print?
For
butt print, yep.
Fantastic.
I made them dip their butts in ink and then sit on the book.
Before we get started into the episode, because you mentioned their book, I will say that I know in the past in the show notes, I did put a link to their book, the Amazon link, because that's the only one that I was aware of. Don't do that. Don't give your money to Bezos. Just go to missinglink.com/shop and order your copy there. That way the money goes to Brett and Mike and not to a big global
conglomerate. Or you could use Gnome's affiliated link.
Well, that would be Amazon.
But that would still
be Amazon.
Yeah, that would still be Amazon. Or I'm assuming they might be selling them down at Missing Link.
They will definitely be on sale at Missing Link.
Yes.
And you can buy it there.
So
Urban Artifact is also now going to be a bookstore.
I mean,
you just have to add more things to the list. Everybody's getting more diverse.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Higher gravity is adding coffee.
Got our cocktails, got our books, got everything.
Yep.
Chocolate anuses. It's all for sale.
They just need fish logs. Oh, wait.
They have fish logs.
They have fish logs.
They are the one brewery that does have fish logs.
Fantastic. So without spoiling too much of the book, thoughts so far, like...
Oh, it's great.
You've got to pick
it
up or... Cool. Good.
Yeah, definitely pick it up.
Very good. Very good. I am very excited. This is the Bruce Guy's Booze News episode that was posted on YouTube. I'm going to get this right, Marco. On Monday, not Tuesday, April 29th, 2024, Moonshine Auto Brewery Syndrome and 11,040 bottles of champagne.
Yeah.
As always, a hell of a lot of fun to watch these guys. Anchor Brewing announced that there's an upcoming announcement coming about an announcement that they will be announcing.
I love that.
Be ready for it.
They plan more than Adam does.
Apparently. See, Adam only plans like one unplanned thing out.
Yeah.
The others are planned.
Exactly. The others are planned. Anchor is planning to plan their plan about a plan to plan their announcement.
I've worked for companies like that.
Yep.
This email could have been, or this meeting could have been an email.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yes. Let's
this
have a
email
meeting
about a meeting about an email about a meeting could have been an email.
What do you say we bring this back to Bruce guys?
Yeah.
I mean, we can keep going on CubeMeet, but
I mean, I figure we're
Talking about meetings, and my favorite kind of meat is
meetings
CubeMeet.
Yeah. I mean, it was a perfectly reasonable, you know, segue.
You got there. A hot dog moil.
Ballast Point is pretty much just a budget Applebee's now. Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Two for 20?
Again, not to spoil anything about their book, but there, at a certain point in there, they make the point that everything is Applebee's now.
Not wrong, but they specifically mentioned Ballast Point in this episode, so that's why, you know, I just kind of focus on that one touch point there. What if your own body makes you drunk? I have heard of autobrewery syndrome before.
It does not make the guy in the article did not actually, he doesn't get drunk, is what his lawyer says. It doesn't affect him the same way, but it's in there, so he tests like he has been drinking.
But what if your own body made you drunk?
Okay, that would suck.
Would that be right? I mean, that would be one of those. You can't do anything. What do? You know, you can't even have.
Well, how do you even know?
You get drunk.
I guess it's not like a constant. But I mean, if that's something that you're
wait a minute.
Every now and then, I just don't feel right.
People go to McDonald's, eat a quarter pounder and a French fry, and they get a high. How does this guy know when he has a sandwich that the bread is making him drunk?
He figured out with the doctor at some point.
Yeah, usually lots of testing because, somebody's like, oh, yeah, you know how bananas always make your mouth feel spicy? And everybody else at the table is like, what are you even talking about?
You're allergic to
bananas.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, oh, maybe I should talk to a doctor about that. I'm sure it was something along the lines of, you know when you eat, five slices of bread and all of a sudden you can't really walk in a straight line? And
you know how Big Macs get you drunk? No, I don't know that.
I'm not sure about that. You can find out in this episode who is stealing fermented fruit beverages for Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which type of Coke?
Yes.
Yes. That one.
Mike has determined that he wants the temperance movement brought back, but for cell phones, which I'm not opposed to. Yeah, absolutely.
Where did he say where it was? Where is this restaurant?
I don't remember if he mentioned the actual restaurant.
Country? What state?
Not in my notes, but
I've heard about this happening in places. I mean, it certainly happens places where they don't want you to record things.
Sure,
comedy shows, live stuff.
Put your phone in
But I've heard about it with restaurants too, and then I've heard about some too where they'll you can put all your things in like a bowl or something, and then the first person that picks up their phone
has to pay the tab. Yeah,
or I've heard something like if you don't touch it, like you get a discount on your meal. Like I've heard all kinds of fun
stuff. Yeah, this one's a free bottle of wine.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too.
Yeah, no more cell phones in public. Let's just use them while we're taking a shit like normal people.
Right.
I mean, if you don't have a shampoo bottle or a magazine or something in there to read, exactly. What else are you going to read?
Kids will never understand. I know every ingredient in a bottle of Suave.
and that's information that you don't need in your brain, but you will never forget it.
Cereal boxes, shampoo bottles, all kinds of stuff that we used to read that nobody gets to read anymore.
Pyrethicum
zinc. Why are you bringing cereal boxes into the bathroom?
Well, no, that's different. We read cereal boxes instead of our phones.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't read the cereal box.
Sunday morning or before school when your mom's getting ready to go to work and you're sitting down with a bowl of cereal
absolutely.
Entertain yourself.
I was still thinking you meant things that you had in the bathroom because that was where
in the bathroom. What happens if you're halfway through a poop and you get hungry?
Right, you gotta get the munchies.
Not a fridge in there. You gotta bring cereal with you.
The University of Kentucky has the best mixologists and makes the best cocktails.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they said they were not restrained and are able to be free and. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Provide me free samples, and I will let you know whether or not that's true.
There we go.
Mike put out a challenge.
Where do you go in the school to get drunk? Where's this bar with the bartender?
Just all over the place.
In the school?
In the school, yeah.
Everywhere.
I used to know where it was at UC, but then it closed down.
Catskeller, but although there used to be a lot more places you could get drunk at UC before all that went away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called your dorm. It's called, you know.
No, like on campus they had like actual like booze. It was like a room you could go to. A Hudepole would bring kegs and just set them up in the middle of campus. It was
dollar beers
back in the
Hudepole.
Good days.
Maybe I should have gone to college.
Sounds like maybe I should have.
They have a new segment that they're going to have in most of their shows, the Cannabis News segment.
Yeah.
Brett has given everybody permission to get high. So if you were holding back, if you were worried, I don't know if I can, Brett has said it's okay.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. So get out there.
That's what I was waiting for.
Drink the THC beverages. Smoke a doobie. Do whatever you want to do.
A doobie.
I don't know.
Ah.
Yeah. Because I'm old.
Yeah. Me too.
Smoking a pot. Let's see. This is where they promote their book,
Tanked
in Cincinnati.
Snort some marijuanas.
Yeah. The wacky weed. Yes.
The devil's lettuce.
What was the...
Mary Jane.
Wacky tobacky.
What was the PSA movie or video or whatever called that was all about like the horrors of
whores?
Pot? Yeah, the horrors in pot.
Whores in pot.
Whores in pot, yeah.
Sounds like...
Yeah.
I am going to totally kill something. My Google search history.
Whores in pot.
I don't remember. Well, Caroline looks that up. A moonshine in West Virginia. This was interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you see us still in West Virginia, no, you didn't.
Right. Well, exactly. Until now, they passed a bill to legalize moonshine.
Should 100% be legal.
It's home brewing.
Home distilling.
Home distilling.
Home distilling.
Of moonshine.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, do it. Just, we're okay with this. Or... Maybe not okay with it, but we realize it's happening. You know what? Let's just say...
It's also a cultural piece of a lot of people's lives.
That, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. Yep. And it's also... And this was what Mike felt. It's potentially trying to counter old and outdated federal laws that are saying, no, you can't do this, can't do that. And West Virginia's like, this is... Just like what you said, this is part of our culture. This is part of what makes West Virginia West Virginia to some extent. So, yeah, if you want to do it... Go for it.
Hell yeah.
If you blow your fingers off because you're doing it wrong.
It's not that dangerous. People get all worried about it. Yes, you're dealing with alcohol vapor, but it's especially now. You can get online and order a nice still and have it delivered to your house.
Yeah.
And
It's not your uncle, your toothless uncle, you know, cutting out sheet tin and making a still.
Yeah.
You can get proper
an actual
stills.
Yeah.
For home distilling.
What?
Huh? let's see. Two other notes that I had on this episode before we get to the sip count. Their stock market sure thing segment. Buy Constellation stock right now.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why was interesting as well.
Yes.
So if you are one to partake in the stock market, there you go. They are not responsible for any losses you may have, but if you have gains, they get a 10% cut.
For that, yes.
Yeah, they are absolutely responsible.
We're not responsible either.
Disclaimer, this is not a financial advice podcast. Trade at your own risk.
Negative.
But if you make money, join Patreon for Truth, Beer, and Podsequences.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And also buy them a copy of their book. The money that they get for you buying a copy of their book will go to... kind of paying them back for the money that they put into the cost of resanitizing the tank after the cover photo shoot.
Yes.
Because that could not have been cheap to scrape all the Brett and Mike grime out of that thing.
Brett and Mike
never get
grime.
Brett out of a tank.
Yeah. Yeah. Never. Does anyone else have any other notes before we get to the sip count for this episode of Brews Guys Booze News?
No.
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 All right. What was that?
Is that Dora?
That was Dora. And that was Elmo. Mike took a total of 10 sips.
Okay.
Brett took a total of 20. So we have 30 sips, which is by our drinking game math. Don't add us. I don't care. 60 ounces. which is 3.75 pints in this 25-minute episode.
Okay. Respectable.
Respectable. Not bad at all.
We're
not
right
bad
there.
At all. Yeah. I mean, that's practically what we've had in the...
That'll get you drunk ripping your own gut, Will.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, 58 minutes in, and we still have two more shows to recap.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know. All right. I know. What do you say, speaking of drinking and extra pints, we take a quick break, get some refills, and we'll be right...
Right back.
Can you say more beers?
Back? We have made it. Okay, I'm gonna do do the hand signal, guys. So we are we ready?
Hang on,
okay.
Hang on. I'm gonna stretch.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go
twerking or something.
I thought that was the hand signal.
No, I was gonna show you what the hand signal was.
What's the hand signal?
I'm gonna go.
Prepare for the hand signal.
Back. Two. Back. I'm confused.
Is it on three or after? Or is it the imaginary four?
It's the imaginary four. So it's one, two, three. Back.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. So okay. One. You ready? You good? Everyone good?
Wait, is this a practice one?
No.
Is this,
okay. This is real. We're going for it.
Do
we
it
are
live?
The red button is on. This is either all for Patreon or
all right.
We'll find out.
I got
out.
This.
All right. One, two, three.
Are you
back?
Oh. Back. Jeez.
I
forgot if you were gonna do a four or not, and then I got confused, and then everybody else did it and I didn't.
Do you want to do it now?
No,
just
it's
by
fine.
Yourself?
No, it's fine. So I don't want to talk about it.
It's fine.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, would you like to tell everyone what you're drinking instead? Will that make you feel
I forgot
better?
Already. I forgot what it was. What did I order? Dortmunder.
Dortmunder from Northern Row.
Yeah, Riveter.
Nice.
I haven't tried
very
it yet,
nice.
Though.
Why
I've
are we
before?
On the same wavelength? Because that's what I'm drinking.
You?
The wavy length.
You're eating ice cream.
You're
I'm ordering that next, though.
But you don't have it. You're like... But you,
that does
but you
not
said,
count.
But you said, this is what I have. This is what I'm drinking. It's like, you are not drinking anything. Marco, what do you have?
I have Masthead IPA, which I've had on the pod before. Mm-hmm. However, there is a difference. So
the can does look...
The can...
It's not...
It's not a sticker
funny.
Anymore.
It's a printed can.
It's a printed can.
No, good it's a
job.
Printed sticker. That's what it
job.
Looks like.
It's a printed Masthead. Sticker. But yeah,
that's funny.
It's not a peel-off.
If you
off.
Cut the can and put adhesive on the back, it is a sticker.
If you...
Not anything's wrong. A sticker if you put your mind to it.
There you go.
If you melt the can, you can get to the plastic on the inside, which is always fun.
I love ingesting microplastics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Ninja versus Unicorn from Pipeworks. And Caroline, don't you lie about what you have. You are consuming something that is craft, but it is not beer. What do you have?
I am eating a Golden Spoon Creamery, just chocolate and Samoa.
Ooh.
So if there are any weird, like, mouth noises... I have a button for that. No one knows where the button ends and the real begins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Welcome to ASMR with Truth Beer and Podsequences.
We have two shows left to get through.
Okay.
Who would like to call out what we do next? Craft Parenting Podcast or... yeah, I'll do it. The Cincinnati Brewcast. Caroline has the cheers with her ice cream.
I feel that's
it's a frozen liquid. It's fine.
Right. It's a craft consumable, so we'll allow it. Let's go to Craft Parenting Pod since no one else is making any decisions.
Yeah.
This was episode 160. You guys are getting close to 200, and I will not be there for the 200th episode because I won't remember a damn thing about it.
It'll
makes all the more reason why you should.
Why I should go. This is true.
I mean, we've missed a few weeks, but I think we're still on pace that, like, if we do our 25 days of beer vent again, it'll happen at some point in December.
Ooh, nice.
Which will be interesting.
All right.
Because that'll be scheduling difficulties and...
Just
us remembering when it fits in.
Yeah.
Just don't put out an episode for us. Or pre-record the 200th episode for a time before all the beer events
cheating.
Start.
That's all Joe's wheelhouse. So,
show up. Is it when the episode is recorded or the episode is posted?
I mean,
that makes the episode number what it is.
It depends on...
You can argue it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for any kind of anniversary show like that, you have to do it properly, though.
Yeah.
It has to be both.
I would agree with that. This episode was titled Summertime on the West Side, because we all know West Side Best Side.
They also, Caroline, you talked a lot about your pots that you're growing pot in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have lots of pots going on my back deck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Quote unquote microgreens.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Greens.
Yeah, just greens.
Just greens. Very, very aromatic, very fragrant. And, I mean,
the kids are looking forward to it, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, with the way the weather's been, you don't need grow lights. Yeah. Calms them down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Your oldest was like, Cabo Wabo.
You guys were drinking beers from the West Side Summer Mix Pack, which is a golden ale, a summer ale, golden ale, mm-hmm. citrus wheat, a sea salt and lime common, and the strawberry lemon shandy.
Correct.
Pretty good summer mix there.
Sure.
Like all of those are perfect
right
for these,
Caroline's alley.
I would drink all of those by a pool.
And you probably will, because Joe's big complaint was, why did we buy this? I won't drink most of this.
That's why
we bought this. And Caroline went, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I actually get to enjoy the beers this time and not fight for the last can in the fridge.
Or say, hey, will you pour me one of those? And then Joe is the one that drinks it. And you went, but that's the one that I wanted, mm-hmm. which has happened on more than one occasion.
And Joe let
a few times.
Joe let us know what he prefers, you know, mm-hmm. the types of beers that he likes. And mm-hmm. you're like, well, you know, we've got a whole fridge of shit you can drink in there. So, you know, just go grab you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, yucking my yum there.
I think you guys need two beer fridges, a Joe fridge and a Caroline fridge. And that way, if it's in, you don't cross fridges.
Yeah.
Another refrigeration device to our house, we're legally obligated to move up a tax bracket no matter how much money we actually make.
Mm.
I'm not sure if that's
how
that
Andrew,
works.
I don't think they do that.
I hope not.
You have to report the number of refrigerators that you have.
That would explain my taxes this year, though.
Oh, man. We learned in this episode
always
that you are not a lawyer, but you are an engineer and a scientist.
Right.
That is correct.
Yes.
And
yes.
Not a podiatrist. Although she did give some foot information in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was on.
Foot.
Joe apparently doesn't listen to our podcast at all.
No, he doesn't. So he can join.
There was a huge part of almost every episode. Not every episode. This episode does not have any of these little things in it. But it's a pretty big deal what our nickname, or really yours, Marco, for Michael D. Morgan is.
Yeah.
How that comes about.
His middle initial is D, Joe.
But if Joe's not listening, he doesn't hear this. That, or he's like,
but wasn't
a
he on the recap
just...
when you recapped his book?
I would say, yeah, but yeah. So.
I think Joe might be like a C. That's what he retains during the podcast. Because he was like, wait, when did we talk about this? And you're like, we went over this like 3 or 4 different times.
So there's a problem in the Cincinnati area.
Oh.
Where we have too many beer classes at different universities. Because I was talking to a college student and they were talking about their beer class. And I was like, oh, with your professor, Michael brings the D. Morgan? And they're like,
what?
Oh, where do you go to school? I'm at NKU.
And you're like,
never mind then.
It's Mrs. Smith. What are you talking about?
Mrs. brings the S. Smith. What? No,
yeah,
that's,
that's weird.
Who? What?
Yeah, it brings the S.
I'm going to tell her amazing. You called her that.
And then the teacher will be like, who? What?
What? No.
What? And also, when in Germany, Joe's drink of choice was hard liquor. He went for shots of Jaeger when he was over there at the tender age of 16,
Jaeger.
Which maybe explains a little bit of
I'm going to correct you on that
Klaus
one.
Klaus was
It was not shots
generous.
Of Jaeger. It was shots of questionable liquor in cellars.
Mm, yeah.
Fair.
Because Klaus was cool.
Mm-hmm. Klaus has always been.
And
cool.
Also, so were the armed guards.
Yes. Who would still be holding them up to this day if they did not recognize Joe as being Marco.
The Michael Jackson of German dance. This is Joe! And then what they did was they took him and they sort of kind of kidnapped him. And then he robbed everybody on the train. And
not knowing that he was robbing people.
Right.
Yeah, he was robbing.
I mean, when you're the Michael Jackson German dancing, you can kind of do whatever the hell you want.
Michael Jackson,
you
know, German
dancing. You can just get away with it with we anything.
We want to party with Michael Jackson of German dancing. You yes. come here now. Yes. You rob train now.
How did the Germans just end up Russian?
You know, sometimes it's all Eastern Bloc, so sometimes the borders get crossed and the accents slip a little. It's fine. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Nothing to worry about there. There wasn't a ton
like
of...
Like a pint of your finest Pilsner.
That's right.
Ooh, yes. Vodka. On the side.
Yes.
As a chaser.
Yes. It would like a glass of vodka with a chaser of vodka. You had to be very careful because you almost disclosed the vacation location.
This is true.
Oh, man. It was super
this
secret.
This is true. Things, yeah. Yeah, secrets were almost
careful.
Exposed.
Secret.
Yes, yes. Quit flipping your phone towards the camera, Joe. That's all I'm saying.
The confirmation number was visible for half a second.
If you pause the video and then zoomed in and enhanced 300 times,
enhanced.
Like you do in the
computer
TV show,
enhanced.
You can see exactly
which,
where
honestly,
the Ludwigs are
with,
staying.
With where AI is right now is not that far off. It's pretty close.
It's getting there. Although, with AI, you're going to try to zoom in or try to enhance the confirmation number, and it's just going to be like three hands somehow merged into one. It's not quite there yet, but it's progressing. It is progressing. There wasn't a ton of beer talk outside of like the different beers that were in the mix pack and, you know, the descriptions of all of them and who likes what beer more or less. So I don't have a ton of notes specifically on this episode, but you covered a ton of topics in this, and it was just barely over an hour long.
Yeah.
I don't know how you crammed that much stuff into an episode.
Julia probably remembers you were talking about traveling and the games that you would take when you're traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, Julia, did you ever have the magnetic chess?
Yes, absolutely.
That would unfold, and you would have the you would put it on probably the hump.
And yes,
you know,
yes.
The backseat, the hump.
And then the car would go over a bump, and even though they said they were magnetic, they weren't quite magnetic enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we could put a man on the moon by that point, but we couldn't make magnetic chess for a car ride. Yeah.
It must be nice to have siblings.
No, it's not.
No, I don't know. No. Mine's okay, but
sisters
that's
beat
because
the crap
we all...
out of me all the time.
Mine chased me around the kitchen with
you're
a butcher knife
the youngest?
Once.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Okay.
It's complicated.
No, it's fine. We can
close
move
enough.
On.
I'm the oldest, but the least aggressive of the two of us. So, fun times.
I'm the oldest.
Fun times. Yep. Some of the other topics that you guys talked about in the episode.
Yeah, let's move
on. The flying pig and running.
Mm-hmm. Which reminds me. Hold on a second.
No. I swear to God, if she pulls an ice out of that little backpack, I will send her to the park.
I pulled out my wallet. That's the problem.
Go to the park and
I
run.
I brought friendship bracelets.
Oh.
Or she has a friendship bracelet.
Nice.
It's up to you guys.
Okay. Nice.
We'll sort these out later. But I brought friendship bracelet.
All right.
That should fit around it.
Oh, God.
What?
Gotta tie three together.
What?
What? Wrist? What are you guys,
wrist,
what are you guys talking about?
Something wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing's wrong. Left versus right.
Here, Marco, put that one
what
on
is...
me.
We already kind of touched on your summer plans, you know, and exposing your vacation plans to the entire internet, which is risky, but you know what? Maybe you'll get other people to join you, and you won't have to buy as much beer or food. Like, everyone will chip in. So crowdsource your vacation.
Yeah, all the
how
listeners who are going to be there at the vacation location, show up and make sure that Caroline, Joe, and the family don't have to go out and pack lunches. You
exactly.
just take lunches to them.
Yeah,
exactly. What could go wrong with this?
Absolutely
chocolate buttholes could go wrong.
Yeah.
Would that be so wrong?
On the beach, I would imagine they would melt pretty fast.
I would prefer if someone packed my lunch while I did karate on a street corner.
pack my lunch?
Yeah. Do you want me to read the whole thing again?
No.
We did that on the show before.
I'll just relink to when I did it.
How long it actually was.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
We're going to relink to pack my lunch.
Nothing.
It'll never go away.
You also talked about sports for kids and the potential chaos that could cause in trying to coordinate said sports for kids. Yes. And which sports for which kids. And
we already barely find time to podcast. Add in Sunday or Saturday games, and that all goes out
the window. And you're like, I have no idea how
Sunday
this
or Saturday
is going
games
to work.
And Wednesday practices and Friday practices. And
Yeah.
And then don't forget the traveling competitions that happen every now and then. And
we don't have to worry about any of that
good
yet.
Good Lord. It's coming. Don't you worry about that.
I didn't know kids that young could do lumberjack competitions. That's interesting.
You learn something new every day.
And also the knife.
Again, what are they doing?
They're doing like competitive knife chopping.
Is that what that is?
It's just survival of the fittest, man.
I'm winning. Yeah. I'm winning.
Your kids are so tall. They're all like, I have a knife.
For those of you not watching the live stream, you are missing out on some fantastic hand gestures here.
Yeah.
You talked about some speculations on Mantry Parks and Rec, which
if we get finished early enough, you can see.
I mean, we have this and Cincy Brewcast, and it is 8 o'clock, so we have time. We just need to
wrap it up.
Try to stop talking about chocolate buttholes. As fun as that is.
I'll try. Can't make any promises.
No promises.
I'll try.
Okay, that's fair.
I wonder if Madry will serve chocolate buttholes. Speaking of Madry.
Possibly.
Ooh,
still on topic.
Still on topic. You're not wrong.
They haven't announced a menu yet.
It's true.
Yeah, very true. You talked about Fretboard's new taproom in Harrison, which again, everyone's talking about it except for Fretboard.
Makes a whole new meaning to the word alcove.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
It's free publicity.
Chocolate alcove.
It is free
Chocolate alcove.
I just know my in-laws are going to get very mad at us very quickly.
And tying it into Fretboard, chocolate vault.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate vault.
You could kind of do that as well.
You did see that what they're doing with the vault, right?
No.
It's the merch area.
Nice. That's like what 50 West Chillicothe did with a mail room.
And the last note that I had on this episode before we get to, I do have a count for this episode. Very nice, Marco. I liked that. Have you ever seen the video
of chocolate butthole
of the count singing?
But
he's censored.
Butthole.
No, it's fantastic.
Beautiful. It is wonderful. Okay. We will have to play it after we record.
Okay.
When it comes to bands, musical instruments, learning new musicality things, it's not about the kids. It's all about Caroline.
That's right.
Yes.
I am an only child.
Picking
the
up
world
piano.
Revolves around me.
Picking up piano lessons again, huh?
Yep.
You're going to be the piano
She's gonna
man.
Be a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sir, yes. Pianist.
Pianist, yeah. Yes. Yeah. The count that I had for this episode, how many times did Caroline say she graduated from college 10 years ago?
At least 11. Probably as much as 35.
I'm going to take the under.
You're going to take the under?
I'm going to go 4.
All right. No?
I'll go 5.
5?
Yeah.
All right. No. Marco, you win.
Oh.
She said it 4 times.
Yes.
Which is 8 ounces, which in this slightly over hour-long episode, you only have to drink half a pint.
Okay.
That's very, very doable. That's Julia-level drinking.
Cross
right
that
there.
Off the list.
Volume 10, Episode 5, Bad Tom Smith says cheers to change. This was Brandon and Evan, new ownership. Brandon, you said his dad, but it was his brother that bought Bad Tom Smith and is doing with it what we are now seeing as the new refreshed and not rebranded Bad Tom Smith, unless you count the logo. Is it the whole logo that's changing or just...
No,
the
logo
some,
still exists. They're just
stashes.
Incorporating the mustache into something.
It's being more... So. Okay, perfect. They're kind of trying to cleanse the bad blood history from the previous ownership, which I was only familiar with Bad Tom Smith because of the Badass Beer Fest from days gone past.
Yeah.
Josh and I recently found an old bag of the coins that they were giving out for beers. And we're like, I wonder if they would still let us use these. I don't know what happened to them, though.
I thought it was interesting that one of the reasons that they decided they didn't want to rebrand is because they do have so many, like, mug club members, mm-hmm. and is a badass beer club, whatever it's called, that they feel like the only way to honor that is to
keep
the same branding.
Well, but what they also said, which I thought was interesting and makes sense, you know, no matter how valid it may be, is the story of Tom Smith, of the mm-hmm. actual gentleman that all this is named after,
yeah.
is a redemption story. And so they thought if we keep the same name, if we kind of keep the brand, we can try to continue, or not continue, but have our version of a redemption story and just play into the whole actual historical portion of where the name came from.
Sure.
So do you feel, since you've been at Bad Tom Smith before and after mm-hmm. the change, are you seeing any of those shifts? Are you seeing things go from it being...
On the customer side, yes. Like, okay, I'm definitely okay. seeing people in there that weren't there before.
Okay.
Some of the experiences are better now than they were before. But mm-hmm. it's definitely been kind of just a slow shift.
Yeah.
That even started with the kind of that middle ownership group there, too. Like, it just mm-hmm. it's just been a slow kind of shift into the modern world of craft yeah. beer.
Well, and I feel like... For the people that are really ingrained into the craft beer culture, into the craft beer community here in Cincinnati, some of those things are hard to shake. I mean, there are still people that'll say, I'm not going to go to Woodburn because of what happened
mm-hmm.
however long ago, even though
yeah.
things have completely changed. It's completely different from...
A lot more scooters now.
There are a lot more scooters now. Yeah, yeah. Scooters are like the best part of the brewery now. But I do feel like there is a kind of core part of the community that has that we will never forget. We will never, yeah. you know, move past yeah. it. And that's not fair to do, especially when I feel like there is such a big shift in an ownership change and mm-hmm. something to where it's not the same people making the same decisions. Give the new people that are in place a chance to see
sure.
what they're doing with both the space, the beer, the community aspect, which Brandon kept bringing up, like, you know, we want to be involved in the community, what we want to do for the community, and just
I agree about
give
that.
Give them a second chance.
I would also say that, I mean, there's been a lot of change in just, you know, people in and out from different communities, and, you know, if you provide a space that has everything that you want in it, you find a way or a reason to give it a shot, and if it provides that for you, you're going to keep going back. So you may have alienated, or you, because of a previous legacy from a previous owner and an owner before that, there may be some, you know, small group of people that, you know, still harbor some sort of feelings that they won't go. There's so many more people out there that would be, that are, you can capture
yeah.
if you can just get their attention and get them to your space, and then
I think that's the
impress
bigger thing.
Them.
How do you get people? Because like, the majority of people still don't know Bad Tom exists. They've
sure,
never been
sure.
there. They don't have a bad story. They have never had bad beer or a bad experience.
They're just unaware.
They just yeah. don't know it exists.
Yeah.
How do you get them to come in and figure out you exist and then have them leave happy?
Yeah.
That's the key of it all.
Another key to that all is, and again, not rebranding, but focusing more on certain aspects of the name, the image for new merch, new
yeah.
images on the can. The power of the mustache
yeah.
is enormous.
Only rivaled
apparently.
By the old chocolate butthole.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean... Mustache ride or chocolate butthole? Which one is more appealing?
That's true.
I don't know. It's
depends
it's
on the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's
very
yeah,
true.
Anything.
Very true.
Certainly depends.
They are also one upping Mad Tree's pack and play corner with their kids vault.
Yep.
They have a vault, and like you can see it in your video, like
yeah.
the big vault door behind it.
Yeah.
Like yeah, if you want to bring kids, we're family friendly.
Toss them in the vault.
You just put your kids
in the vault.
We yep. close the door. You enjoy your beer. They're, you know, locked away. It's all good.
Kind of love cool, the padded and soundproof aspects of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best
cool.
part about yeah. going out with the kids is knowing they will be in a safe environment and I don't have to hear them.
Well, you're assuming it's safe. To go with the Wild West theme, they'd also toss some rattlesnakes
if
in there
the
to keep the kids
is
entertained.
Closed and I can't see in there. I'm assuming it's
out of like, sight, out of mind.
It's kind of like the tagline from Aliens. It's like, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Mm-hmm. In the vault, no one can hear you get bitten by a rattlesnake.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me. So, Mantry, you're going to have to up your game at Parks and Rec.
You know what would help Mantry?
What?
Some snakes.
Snakes.
You know, they're natural. Mantry's all about nature and
there's snakes
and all
in a park.
There's snakes in trees.
It's an airplane hangar. Snakes
there's
on
a snake
plane.
In this park.
Oh, yep. Yep so
oh,
much.
Snakes on a
plane. So much.
Motherfucking snakes on a fucking plane.
I mean, Listerman only did that once, so I'm sure that, you know, the IP's free for them to run. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep. What kind of beer was that? It was one that Listerman had never
really
made before.
It had to be a hazy IPA.
Oh, it was a hazy IPA. You're right. They are adding spirits, or they have added spirits, I guess is kind of the better way to say that.
Ghosts.
And if you get the burnt, I think it was burnt that you said.
Burnt Bad Tom.
Or the Burnt Bad Tom, make sure you get it from Lily because she makes the absolute best, and there is no competition between any of the other bartenders about that.
Don't question why a four-year-old is running the bar.
That too, yes.
My kids have definitely bartended, both of them.
Yeah.
They love it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's when you were a kid, don't you remember, like, loving to mix just random stuff together?
Absolutely.
And then drinking it, even though you probably shouldn't? I mean, now they're just bringing in
bartenders
some money.
Bartenders don't drink. Bartenders serve other people to drink.
Well, no. What I'm saying is when, like, you were a kid, not the bartender.
Oh, well,
But now that...
I always sat at the bar as a kid.
Oh, gotcha.
Give me drinks.
I see what you're saying. And they looked at you and went, are you old enough for this? And you went, damn straight I am. And they're like, all right, fine. Slid you over a whiskey or something and...
Brought his own wooden mug.
Yeah.
A wooden mug.
Sippy cup.
Why is it wooden?
Take this before the wheel was invented.
Yeah, olden times.
I'm not that old.
I'm not sure where the wooden came from either, but I was going with it.
Not stone.
Viking mugs.
They're not.
It's made out of horn.
I do have a horn somewhere.
I want a horn, and Josh won't let me get one. But
it's fine, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? They're not currently distilling. They're just sourcing their bourbon. But, I mean, who knows? Yep. They're making their own. And this is something that I wasn't 100% clear on, so you can probably clarify this. Mm-hmm. Part of the family business is making tequila.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like actual tequila in Mexico?
Yeah.
Or is that an agave spirit?
I believe.
I couldn't quite get it from the interview.
It's definitely tequila
in
Mexico. Okay. What it ends up being once it gets here, we'll see.
So does...
It can't be tequila unless it's packaged and labeled in that region of in Mexico.
Yes.
If it's just liquid brought over, it's agave spirit if they package it here.
Okay. What... Okay.
They're very protective over
that's fine.
Tequila
it's just,
designation.
And so is, you know, champagne, stuff like that. So
champagne has loosened up over the years. I mean, you can go get California champagne. It exists.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. All right. They talked a bit about the new location. They want it to actually look more like a brewery than the Madisonville space does.
Sure.
Am I out of my mind? Didn't they already announce where the fucking space is?
No.
They posted a photo, like rendering of what it looks like. And they're like, okay, so where's this going to be? And they're like, we can't tell you that yet. This
because
is what it's
they
look
don't
like.
Know yet.
We can't tell you where it's going to be.
I thought this was on the Weekly Pint where you showed a picture. Look, here's this space, and here's where here's where this plot of land where they were looking
at.
What was that then?
No. Gnome brought it up on an episode of the Weekly Pint, but he was saying it would make sense for this to be in this area or this area, but nothing. Because I think they even said. In the show that they were hoping to maybe within the next week or two or month or two, something like that, like make a decision on the few places that they're trying to decide between. What Gnome was saying in the Weekly Pint was speculation, like based off of where there are areas in the Cincinnati area that could still use a brewery, Gnome could see it making sense going here or here. But that wasn't anything. That was speculation.
Mm-hmm. And right. Neither of the places that I speculated are where I think it's going to end up. But
gotcha. Yeah.
Just
so no
reckless speculation.
You were correct in that you heard places being mentioned, but nothing has yet been decided by by any of the invested parties.
I can say that for sure. That when I talked to them recording this episode, they did not know where the location was going to be. Mm-hmm. They had some pretty good ideas of a few of the places that were chances that it could go, but mm-hmm. There's lots of things that go. You got to have a spot that wants you there. Mm-hmm. It makes it worth your while to be there. It has to be close to other things. It has to be not close to too many things. Like, there's so many little factors that go into it.
It sounded like they did have it narrowed down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're pretty close to making a decision. Yeah. And I don't know if that decision's going to come down to their decision or a municipality or, town or whatever.
Probably a little bit of both.
It'll be a combination of, okay, what's the furthest point from any brewery we can be that already exists?
Mm-hmm. Because
and what
city
is going to be nice to us and or a good fit?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Playing some of the little political games with some of that, like who actually wants us and exactly what you said, kind of staying away from places that are already pretty brewery heavy mm-hmm. so that they don't feel like we don't want to feel like we're trying to pull customers from anywhere else. We want to go somewhere that is kind of that brewery desert, somewhere that...
There's plenty of space in our backyard.
There you go. So,
If you could get them to cut it, that would be even better.
Ooh,
even better.
It would be perfect. I was supposed to do that today, and I did not.
It happens.
Same. But it rained this morning, so I wouldn't...
Either way, I wasn't going to do it.
I love that. It's like, you know what? I need to do this, but you know what? I'm just not doing it. I don't care what happens. Not doing it. I love it.
It'll be there tomorrow.
Busy prepping for the pig.
Exactly. Busy not training. I have two other notes on this episode. One, Bad Tom Smith is at the Red Stadium purely because of the mustache. Again, the power of the mustache compelled the Reds to say, we need your beer in our stadium. Absolutely fantastic. That is huge for them. That is an excellent opportunity to get the name out there, the brand out there to drive people to come to the tap room who may not... That might be the first time someone's ever heard of them. Where is this place? They're local. Cool, let's go.
I think that might happen a lot.
Sure, absolutely.
And so kind of the Reds to donate all of those giant mustache statues for them to put in their new tap room as the bench seating.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect idea. It's a win-win across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last note that I had was there was a question about what brought Brandon and his family to Cincinnati. It was the Geta. They had one bite and said, we're never leaving.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, the only problem is they're on the east side, so they have a chance to get out of Cincinnati. If they were on the west side, they would be locked in.
Can't leave.
But yeah.
Yeah.
The power of Geta and the power of mustaches. Mm-hmm. Mustaches.
The sash.
Mustache. Yes.
Power of the chocolate butthole.
That's probably the strongest power of them all.
Pretty strong power.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a black hole. It just... Sucks you in.
Sucks you right in.
Yeah.
Mm. Head first, ready?
Yeah. Oh, before I get to the sip count, does anyone else have any other notes on this episode of I'm Gonna Do It, even though Caroline has a mostly empty thing of ice cream?
There's a drop in here.
The Cincinnati. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Prost.
Cheers. Cheers.
Brewcast.
Prost.
Nothing? Anything? Something while people are drinking. I'm trying to fill up some of the dead space. All right.
Let's go. We got to go walk. So.
We do have to go walk because it is a beautiful night.
You guys all have to get 20 miles in before you get to go to bed tonight.
This isn't training. This is a Dora walk. Totally different. I did a sip count, and with the way that your videos are broken up, this is my best effort to catch when it looked like glass two lips. It looked like there were 22 sips in this episode. Fantastic, which is 44 ounces, which in this slightly over an hour episode, 2.75 pints.
That's better than last week.
Not
That's
bad.
Good.
It was a lot better than last week. Yeah, agreed.
Last week was pretty low.
It's okay. It happens.
It does.
It happens. It all evens out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, every week, so it'll even out.
Well, does anyone else have any other notes on anything? Before we wrap this up,
let me look at my notes here.
All right, I'm glad you brought notes today. I'm really impressed.
Got chocolate buttholes.
We covered that more than once.
And then the different varieties.
Chocolate butthole. Yep. Salty buttholes. Yeah, we talked about salty buttholes, right?
Yep.
How many times did you write that in your notes?
Well, it's just all different types of buttholes.
Fair. Okay. It's like eight pages of buttholes.
Spicy butthole. We got spicy ones, right?
Yep. Yeah.
We got all my notes. Nailed it all.
Excellent.
Jelly-filled.
Nailed the buttholes.
Caroline?
Different flavors for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks.
Different strokes for different buttholes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. You all know what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I could be here for this.
She's like,
conversation.
Oh, we're glad too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you like what we did tonight, don't tell us. Tell everyone else in the world. Tell your friends, your family, your dogs, your dog walkers, the cashier at Kroger. I mean, I don't know. Just
you should talk about it with the cashier at Kroger.
Yeah, you really should.
Stand on your roof and yell about it.
Hello, exactly. Dorothy. Have you heard about chocolate buttholes? You might like this podcast.
Exactly. And while you're talking about Truth Beer and Podsequences, be sure to mention Cincy Beer Events, people can find out all about the, believe it or not, beer events happening in and around Cincinnati.
Well, that's crazy.
If you want to follow us, get in contact with us, harass us, anything like that, go to our website, truthbeerpod.com. Links to everything is there, including how to become a Patreon subscriber. It's a lot of fun. It's unedited episodes. The only thing that I cut out are the silences when we have to pee or get beer or, you know, put chocolate on our buttholes, whatever we happen to be doing that week.
Yeah. And if you see us running at the pig, give us a beer.
Absolutely. Everyone, Caroline, Gnome, thank you so incredibly much for being here.
So
it is always so much fun.
Thanks for putting up with us.
What are you guys going to be doing next Tuesday?
Probably recovering from the pig.
I was going to say
covering
that.
My butthole with chocolate's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
We will see you all there.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Prost.